Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back to the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being a part of my day. Always a pleasure. I'm Jim Blasingame. You're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. Alan C. is here. Alan's become a great member of our Brain Trust over the last almost 5 years. Principal and Chief Marketing Officer at CMO Temps, LLC. One of the top chief marketing officers on the planet. And he's here to talk to us about something that's very important. Customer alignment. Alan, welcome back.
Well, Happy New Year, Jim, and thanks for bringing me on today.
It's good to have you back, as always. You're always welcome here. You know, I was talking to the audience about expectations and relevance. Those are two words that if we could get companies to wake up every morning thinking about what are my customers' expectations, and when they're looking for a shiny object, What is the relevance of that object? What makes one customer, you know, jerk their head to the right, and another not, and the other one jerk their head to the left for something else, when the other one, you know, wouldn't pay attention to that? You've got to do that, don't you? You got to find out what's going on.
Absolutely. And so let me help tee this up for your listeners. And I think that you're going to find at the end of the day, it also brings home a lot of the points that you make in your book, The Age of the Customer, around the evolution of expectations. And so we begin with customer alignment. And customer alignment's created when an organization's marketing activities, they match the needs, the wants, the expectations of their customers. So I've been working with a new client. It's a veteran-owned small business located in the Cincinnati area.
Good for you.
Direct Options is a – Direct Options is an analytics, marketing, and their consulting agency, and they have an emphasis on predicting customer behavior. And some of their clients, you know, they include like Duke Energy, Georgia Power, Oklahoma Gas and Electric. So they focus on the large utilities. Now, they've just completed this utility customer alignment benchmark study. So think in terms of like a magic quadrant from Gartner or Forrester Wave.
Mm-hmm.
And over 3,000 residential electric utility customers were surveyed, and the results showed that many utilities have, you know, they just have significant room for improvement when it comes to identifying that right product, the right communication channel, and the right message. In other words, they're not aligned and meeting the expectations. And of course, as a result, their marketing costs are higher and their sales are lower than they could be.
And it seems odd, probably, for a utility company, which I don't know if where this was taken. Some states have competitive utility markets. Some states don't. Is this a competitive area?
Yes.
Or, oh, okay. So that's the reason why every utility company, it's a wild, wild west where they are, whereas in some states you've got a monopoly.
It really is. And as you pointed out, in the age of the customer, this evolution of expectations, that organizations need to constantly check in with their customers to see how those expectations are changing.
Mm-hmm.
And if many utility customers, you know, if many utility companies were truly checking in, and this is where the research comes in, they'd learn that nearly half of their customer base actually want more marketing, and that over a third would like to see more programs or program offerings.
That is a shock to a lot of people, isn't it?
It is completely a shock. And what the data is saying is that there's this low awareness and high interest in many of the utility companies' product offerings. And that's code speak for leaving money on the table.
Right. But I bet what they want to hear from you, though, are things that are relevant to them, things that they want to hear about. Not like when you, I mean, how many times do you go try to read an article online and you almost can't read the article for the ads that pop up that are totally unrelated to you? You don't want more of that kind of marketing.
No, absolutely. And this is where the research goes even deeper, is that actually, so 83% of those programs that checked in with low awareness, well, over half of those low awareness programs have a high interest. So, you know, what is that really saying is that these utility companies, well, first of all, kind of to the point of your, you know, the real price of free information is they're not doing their research and they're not spending time listening to what their customers need and want.
Well, that's a death wish, isn't it? I mean, that's a recipe for failure these days, isn't it? Because that company's customers are ripe for poaching, aren't they?
They're ripe for poaching, and in the marketing world, of course, if you are still continuing down that line of basically spray and pray type of marketing, in other words, you know, everybody gets the same message, the same product offering. I mean, how many times do you want to get a message about budget billing or a home energy report? And maybe those two things are not of interest to you at all, but they keep hitting you with that. Or
you should know if you're a utility company, you should have a way of differentiating between people who just had a whole energy saving program done on their house and those who haven't, and send them something else. And the thing is, this is what a lot of companies don't, small businesses don't realize, that kind of capability, that kind of triaging, that kind of differentiating is completely in their hands, isn't it? It's available.
It really is. And you know, whether you're a small business or a large business, why spend money that you don't need to? I mean, this is oftentimes what drives the marketing costs up, and you don't get the resulting sales, is because, again, you're coming at those clients or those prospects with the wrong message, the wrong product offering, and you've got the data, but maybe you just don't know how to get to it, or you need somebody to help you get to that data. But you've got the results of past contacts, and again, it just points to the fact that you're not listening. You know, you can physically be listening, or a lot of times it's really listening through the data.
When we come back, I'm going to get Alan to roll up our sleeves here and dive into some of the nuts and bolts of making this customer alignment happen. Right after the break, Alan, I need your website quickly, please.
CMO Temps.
CMOTemps.biz. Quick break. Right back with Alan C. I'm Jim Blasingame.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.